another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery. After showtime, in a downstairs restaurant in Lower New York, Pat Logan, private detective, and his girl Friday, Diana Bellows, are out for an evening's entertainment.
Two more, Tony.
Sure, Mr. Logan. You have it right away.
Oh, Pat, isn't it wonderful? A whole evening to ourselves. No murders, no robberies, nothing but fun.
Well, I promised you this evening out, didn't I? As soon as the Morrison case was closed.
I know, Pat. I think maybe that's why I like you so.
Like me?
Well, maybe a little more.
Mr. Logan, Mr. Logan.
Yes, Tony, what's the matter? No more ready passed over?
No, Mr. Logan, it's worse than that. Something terrible.
Well, what is it? What's happened?
In the back room, Joe Mattelli, the owner of this place. He's just been shot.
All right, Tony. And you, Mr. Kosky. I'd like to talk to both of you in here. Diane, the coroner will be here any minute. He might need your help.
All right, Pat, I'll go wait for him.
Now then, let's get this story straight. Mr. Kosky, Tony tells me you discovered the body.
That's right. I just left Joe not more than 3 or 4 minutes before. He'd been in a depressed mood for days over some money he owed, but the suicide really gives me a turn.
How soon would you say you got to the body after the shot was fired, I mean?
Oh, just a matter of seconds. I was in the next room when I heard the shot. I ran in just as Joe was slumping to the floor.
And the gun, this gun right here, was in his hands.
That's right, Mr. Logan. It dropped right then when he fell.
Uh-huh. And you, Tony?
Yeah, I heard the shots, too, just as I was coming up from the wine cellar. When I come in, Kosky was standing over Joe.
Mm-hmm. I noticed this gun is a police special, the regulation kind for the police department. Anyone know how come it came to be in Joe's possession?
Yeah, he had it for some time, Mr. Logan. He had a brother-in-law in the force and borrowed it for protection.
And now he uses it to commit suicide with. Rather ironic, I should say.
Yeah, it is all right.
Pat.
Yes, Diane.
The coroner just moved the bullet. He thought you'd probably want to look at it. Here it is.
Yes. Fine. Hmm. .45 caliber. Fired at close range.
If you want anything more, I'll stick
around. Hey, wait a minute. Diane, you're sure this is the bullet? The suicide bullet itself?
Well, of course, Pat. Why not?
Just that this little bullet changes the whole picture.
What do you mean?
Just this, Mr. Kosky. Joe Mattelli didn't commit suicide any more than I did. He was murdered.
I thought there was something funny here.
Murdered?
Yes, Mr. Kosky, murdered. And I think you're in for another surprise right on top of that one. Because you're under arrest, Kosky, for that same murder.
So the supposed suicide was murder after all, and Mike Kosky is under arrest. Do you know the clue? In a moment, we'll hear, but first...
Mystery.
What's the matter with you, Logan? Everything checks, doesn't it?
Yes, Kosky, everything checks. You testified when you entered the room a moment before Mutelli fell to the floor. This suicide gun was still in his hands.
So what?
That gun was not the death weapon, Kosky, and this bullet proves it. You might be interested to know all regulation police guns, like the one Mutelli was supposed to have killed himself with, are .38 calibers, and this bullet, the death bullet, is a .45. It just wouldn't